Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K1RA activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Wednesday service net. That is held weekly at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. My name is Andy, and I am your net control this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on the air voice protocol and the net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of a crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its weekly nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Like our Sunday night net, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course technical discussion is part of amateur radio, and it is certainly allowed evening by net participants. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join in on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you have on your amateur radio activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join should say their call sign in entirety. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and offer a response to any topic or question posed by net control or other participants. If you have longer information to post for the group, you should unkey and wait for the courtesy tone that indicates a reset of the repeater's timeout timer before passing that information to avoid timing out. If you're always interested in other relevant amateur radio or technical topics you may wish to comment on during your turn, so please speak freely. At the conclusion of their comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. This is K1RA. In general news, let's see, or in those in the FARA club, again, a quick review. We have our holiday gathering coming up on December 9th at 4 p.m. Looking at our online celebration attendees, it looks like we're up to 35 with a good number of families and family members coming along. That's great. The sheet has the various sides and appetizers and desserts seems to be filling up. So please check our website, w4va.org, for additional links and how to sign up if you haven't done so already. There are club monthly meeting December 14th, the second Thursday of this month, 7:15 at the PATH Foundation Building. 2 days after that, December 16th, 9:30 a.m., the Virginia Volunteer Examiners are hosting a VE test session. Of course, at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, we have our informal club breakfast at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital up on the hill here in town. That's December 30th at 8 a.m. For more information and details on all these topics, please see our website at w4va.org. I don't have any particular topics for the net tonight, so if anybody has a question they'd like folks to comment on or a theme for this night's net, please call now. This is K1RA. Okay, so this is K1RA. That concludes the announcements at this time. I will invite check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in tonight's net. Please state your call sign and listen for acknowledgement by net control. Each net participant will be called in the order recognized by net control. Now first, we'll take any Echolink or internet connected stations. Please call now.
W4VFW.
KX4O.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Rob, W4BFW, recognized. KX4O, John, thanks. Do we have any mobile stations? Please call now.
KQ4JJQ, Andrew. That's KQ4JJQ.
Good evening, Andrew. Got you. KQ4JJQ. Any other mobile stations? Any other mobile stations, please call now. Okay, hearing none, we'll take general check-ins. Please call K1RA. Over.
This is K1HTV. This is KE7EX. This is
K3FR
and Z. W7RA. N2NIR, no comment.
Okay, very good. Net recognizes K1HTV, KE7EX, K3FR, KO4VNZ, WB7RAV, and N2NAR. No comment. Thanks, Mike, for checking in. For any other stations wishing to check into the Wednesday net tonight, please call now.
64MHS, no comment. Bill?
I got Bill, KQ4MHS, no comment. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bill, and congratulations on earning your ticket. Recognize the new call sign. There was another station calling. Please try again.
KN4QXD, I think I doubled on him.
Roger, got KN4QXD, no problem, copy now. Anybody else wishing to check in tonight for the net, please call now. Okay, very good. A little bit of an average-sized net tonight, maybe a little on the small side, but we'll see what folks have to say. I guess I will make one other comment before we start. Again, we're soliciting net control operators for running or sitting in on a Wednesday or Sunday night net. Again, it just requires taking a list of call signs and running down the list. Not too complicated. I have a script online that you can read from to introduce the net to the participants. I will say that the following upcoming nights in December, the following dates of Sunday the 10th and Sunday the 24th, Wednesday the 27th, and Sunday the 31st, we have no net control operators. My guess is Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, we'll probably not run a net, but at least on the 10th and the 27th, I'd like to fill in and take a hand at helping out. Please contact Farinet, F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at W4VA.org, and we will help you out. Join in on the fun. Another thing I forgot to mention about this upcoming meeting, second Thursday of the month, we have a club member, Rich, W8KRZ, will be giving a discussion on the State QSO Party Challenge. So if anybody has any comments on that, please bring them to the meeting. And we're looking forward to him giving that presentation. And I'm going to try to fill in on some of my SDR multi-band, multi-mode skimming, if we have the time, although it is elections coming up, so we'll have that to talk about. Winter Field Day, Justin MB3A is heading up, and plans for the upcoming new year activities for the new year. So there you go, food for thought. Let's go with the mobiles first, since they might be short-timers. Andrew, KQ4JJQ, how are you doing tonight? Over.
Doing pretty good. Just getting on 66 now from the Fairfax County Parkway. Not much going on, but got some extra 3/4-inch copper piping from today's water heater install. So looking at making the J-pole hopefully this weekend is what I might be looking at. Other than that, not much going on. Over.
Okay, Andrew, very good. We're always interested in hearing new folks getting into the hobby, getting into the DIY aspect, building, be it radios, antennas, et cetera. That's great. Look forward to hearing more, maybe seeing some pictures if you can post them to our group's IO on your progress. And please reach out if you have any issues. Thanks for checking in tonight. We'll go to our Echo Link in internet check-ins tonight. Let's go to Rob, W4VFW. How are you doing and what have you been up to this past week?
Good evening and God bless everybody on the net. Thanks for running the net tonight. That's great. I haven't been doing much. It's been a slow week here and we're supposed to get up to 3 inches of snow tonight. I did pop 2 amplifiers, a Yaesu FL7000 and a 2100 Zulu, which replaced the 7000 the same day. Went out with 7 watts of drive, but I've got them both fixed, and the 7000's back in line. So I'm back on the air with my amp, and I'm just a rag tour. I've never done contests, and they're great. I'm all for them. I did CW for 30 years and 4 years in the Army. I just like to get on and rag tour, and that's what I do these days with 2 new rigs, a 991 Alpha and an FTDX-10. That's the news from Irwin, Tennessee. Again, thanks for running the net. Back to you.
Okay, Rob, very good. Well, bad luck on blowing some amps, but good deal on getting them fixed and back on the air. And okay on contesting, yeah, to each their own, but glad to hear you're getting on the air. And doing a little rag chewing, and I'm sure enjoying the good HF conditions as the solar cycle starts to peak here. And okay, on the snow, yeah, it was pretty cold here today. We haven't seen any snow yet, but maybe this Sunday it may get some rain or maybe some wet stuff, white stuff. But we'll see how that pans out here for Northern Virginia. John, KX4O, over to you tonight. How you been doing from K1RA?
Hey, Eddie. And everyone on the net, TX Pro, thanks for doing the net. Activities this week for me has been APRS, as we got a substitute system up on the hill for the moment, utilizing sort of a new collection of things, basically a microstat APRS device. It seems to be working pretty well. I invite everyone to test it. I'm sure Andy would invite everyone as well. Seems to be doing pretty well. Eventually going to put a duplicate of this up on Blakey Ridge and trying to do several things. One is to support the horse race events, kind of further the technology on being able to monitor a few key resources in that event. As well as the golden packet, I can hit my repeater and probably the Farrow repeater as well from the ridge line over in West Virginia well enough, so I'm looking for a way to monitor it and relay the packets to the SysOp. You can see what's going on and how well the packets are going from Georgia to Maine and back. That's really about it. Just setting up a new computer my son built for me. It's got an i9 something or other, so it's the fastest thing I've ever had. KX Row back to net.
Okay, John, very good. Well, thanks very much for your added work for lending us and having some burn-in time for your new APRS rack tray. For those interested on 144.39 megahertz, we've got the APRS system running as W4VA-13. If you want to see online what its coverage is like, you can go to vhf.bxview, that's bxview.org, and search for W4VA-13. Or you could go to aprs.fi and search for W4VA-13 and drill into some of the telemetry it's sending and the stations it's hearing and all sorts of info on that that site. Well, thanks again, John, and more to follow as we test that out. And good luck with the i9. I've got an i7 sitting behind me on the floor I need to build. My dad's picking up tomorrow and taking up to a luncheon to hand off to a fellow PPRC member. So. But a little bit of building myself to do here. So that brings us to the top of the list, K1HTV, K1RA, go ahead.
Thanks, Andy, K1RA in the net, K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. Great job as usual. I've been chasing DX. Solar Flux has dropped a bit. It was up to the FT8 frequencies are really crowded on 10. So don't be surprised. Just flip, click if you're using FT8. Don't forget there's an FT4 button. Click on that and see what you can work on that twice as fast. So that's about it from here. We'll see you guys on Saturday afternoon. And back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Hey, Dad, very good. Well, thanks for your comments on solar propagation and various de-expeditions. And I'll comment that I've got my latest project working, a wrapper around something called KA9Q Radio, which is a bare-bones command line SDR that produces streaming audio, no user interface, but I've managed to start successfully decoding FT8, FT4, and Whisper across multiple bands and spotting to PSK Reporter. So search for K1RA-4 on that. I have seen, likewise, quite a bit more FT4 activity with that system and a couple of my other systems I'm running. So good to see making use of that modes when the band gets crowded. Matt, KE70X, haven't talked with you in a while. How are you doing from K1RA? Go ahead.
Hey, Andy. I'm Annette. Good evening. This is KE7EX. Been a while. Excited to hear everybody. Thanks for doing the net, Andy. Here I've been doing lots of different radio projects. I put an APRS gateway on the air, so I'm experimenting with that, seeing what worked for different antennas. So it's just a receiving gateway. And also got my HF station here built into a field box with a battery so I can take it in the mobile rig and I can swap between mobile rigs. So excited to catch on some of the excitement when the solar cycle peaks. Yeah, so lots of radio projects here and having fun with our two-year-old. So we'll pass it back to Net. 7-3. Thanks, Andy. K1RA. This is KE7EX.
Very good, Matt. Well, always looking forward to hearing about your projects and maybe see some pictures and maybe another write-up if you get something good. And definitely enjoy family time as get to be the holidays time with the two-year-old for sure. Next on the list we have Ron, K3FR. Go ahead.
Good evening, Andy, and the good Lynette, K3FR here. Well, it's been basically a week of catching up after my trip up to Maine. Normally takes that with getting laundries caught up, I should say laundry cycles caught up, and also some extra cooking cycles so I have stock keep going. And, of course, enjoying the food that I put up. That's just the most important part of it. Andrew and I ran a little mobile to fixed test as he was on his way home a couple of nights ago, and it sort of ended up giving us the coverage that we kind of expected based on antennas and radio sites. Agree with your dad. The HF bands and the higher the lower VHF bands haven't been too active. Virtually nothing on 6 meters. And I did decode Harv and a fellow up in Philadelphia area over on 2 meter FT8 over the week, but that was about it. That and getting my weekly note off to John Jones N0JK who writes the 2STVHF column. So look forward to seeing everybody at the get-together, and I'm going to bring my appetite, K1RA, K3FR.
Hey, Ron, very good. Yeah, I think I saw an email from you, said you maybe had issues accessing the holiday gathering sign-up sheet, so if you still are, send an email. We'll get you in there. And okay, on catching up, welcome back, and get settled, and maybe by the time you're finished doing chores, conditions will pick up again. Chuck, over to you, K4VNZ from K1RA.
K1RA, this is K04VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Boy, it feels good for most of last week. And I was starting to worry when Sunday I was still hurting that I might miss the club breakfast. But things started clearing up Monday, and I feel great now. And so I'm looking forward both to the luncheon tomorrow with Potomac Valley Radio Club and the Fair Club gathering, and I'll be bringing Robert to that. Because I was in bed, I didn't get on the air much. I did today. I think I was on 20 meters very briefly, and it surprised me. I heard, but I couldn't get a response from a gentleman in Oregon on 20 meters, and that was late this afternoon. That's about it for me, so I'll just turn it back. This is KO4VNZ back to Net Control 73.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for your comments. Sorry to hear that you were down and out for a bit. Yeah, my wife was down and out since about Thursday of last week, and only by Monday she had enough strength to go back to work, and but still a lingering cough and some kind of sinus infection. So something going around for sure. Time of year, as always, it seems. Look forward to seeing you at the holiday party on Saturday, and probably see you as you drive up the driveway to pick something up to take to the PVRC luncheon, but unfortunately I've got training tomorrow, so can't attend the lunch. Next on the list, Randy, WB7RAV. Go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Nothing much going on here. Tried to get on HF a couple of times.
Okay, Randy, very good. Well, good luck with the new radio hutch. I'd be interested in seeing some pictures. And that reminds me, we had a ham shack show and tell earlier in the year. Invited a bunch of folks to lend some pictures and speak to a particular assets of their radio shacks. So, I know there's a bunch of folks who never got to participate. We kind of ran out of time, so I'll resurrect that for the beginning of the year. Get some folks to share what's changed since then, or folks who haven't participated to show off and look for some assistance if they have questions setting up their gear. Next on the list, we had N2NAR. Mike was no comment, and Bill, KQ4MHS, no comment. And down at the bottom of the list, KN4QXD, please introduce yourself and let us know what you've been doing in the hobby this week. Over.
KN4QXD in the group. Thanks, K1RA. This is Dan in Warrington. Nothing too exciting to report other than I'm laying out some plans to relocate my Yaesu radio in my Corolla. As you can imagine, there's not a lot of space in that machine. So I'm trying to figure out how to get it out of the...
Okay, Dan. Well, very good. Well, good luck with relocating the Yaesu there in the Corolla. Yeah, I had a 4Runner where I recall taking a Dremel tool to the change bin area underneath where the radio sat and kind of behind the gear shift, and had a big enough hole in the back so I could at least put the ICOM in there, fill up a little bit of airflow and not burn things up. I don't know how new the radio the car is, but you might want to not take the Dremel tool quite yet to it and cut holes. So good luck. So at the bottom of the list, let me ask, are there any new check-ins for the Wednesday night net? Please call K1RA now.
K1RA, KB3, ARZ.
KB4REE.
K3FR reset. BT, no comment.
Okay, we very good. We had Bob, KB3RZ, Sim, KB4REE, Travis, W8BT, no comment. Thanks for checking in tonight, Travis, and K3FR with the recheck. For anybody else that wishes to check in tonight or any other rechecks, please call now. Okay, we'll go over to you, Bob, KB3ARZ. How you been doing this week? Anything new in the hobby? Over to you.
This KB3ARZ doing well this week, Andy. Nothing new to speak of. Nothing new to speak of. Actually, it's my fourth net I've been on tonight so far, so I've been moving around a bit, but I'm glad I caught y'all in here, so it's always a pleasure to try and check in this net. I've got some good friends on this repeater, so and you're one of them. You and your father and a few others, so good evening to everybody else on the net, so hope everybody's had a great day. I will bid you 7-3 in this KB3. ARZ back to the net.
Hey, Bob, very good. Well, sounding good from Southern Maryland. Always good to hear you in. You're one of our usual good DX check-ins to how well band conditions are doing. So, I'm fine tonight. Sim, KD4REE, how are you doing from K1RA?
Yeah, haven't done too much radio-related stuff either. Been doing some research for my comics on old technologies and fashions and stuff. Did learn a little bit about the old car mobile phone radios. And my mom was cleaning my room and put away that cheap Onion 9-to-1 unbalanced transformer from China, I think it's from. And I can't find it, but that's okay since it was kind of difficult to push the springs in to insert the wire, and there's like two holes, and I couldn't figure out which one to connect the radiator to. So go ahead and buy another Onion transformer, see if I could get a wire antenna up for Whisper, and the new one should be easier for me to connect the wire since it has a screw and a tie down the wire with a nut and washer, I believe. And that's a lot easier than the spring mechanism, which was hard to push. Nothing else going on, so turn it back to you, Andy, from KD4RGE.
Okay, Sam, very good. Well, looking forward to you getting the Whisper on the air with an antenna. I said in the past, my digital multi-band, multi-mode skimmer is running 24/7, so looking forward to you showing up in the log on some of the bands. And seeing if we can hear you from all the way across Virginia. And very good on the looking at old car, mobile car radio phones. Interestingly, my wife and I, she'd never seen the movie Car Wash, and it was found it, and we watched it. In one of the scenes, they have a woman driving up and talking on an actual car phone, which she had never seen before, and understood that it was basically a VHF radio with a telephone handset in between the front car seats. But anyway, sometimes. Let's see, we had Travis, WABT, no comment. Again, thanks for checking in. And recheck, Ron, K3FR, go ahead.
Okay, Andy, very good. this is K3FR. Two things. One is the brag session some night on the net. What have you done to your cars? How severe have you gotten? I know who would probably win the contest right now would be Gil, but he's a man with a mission. K1RA, K3FR.
Yeah, for sure. That's seen a lot of mods over the years, and more as time goes on, for sure. I think last time he checked in, he had his multi antenna switch box running, LED colored lights and all. So I'm looking forward to seeing some pictures on that project. Okay, thanks, Ron. One last call for check-ins or rechecks. This is K1RA. I heard a station calling. You're a little noisy, and your audio is on the low side. Please call again. If you could speak more loudly, closer to your microphone, go ahead. I hear you calling. Let's try. Can you say your call sign slowly and phonetically, please? I got it. That was Kilo Nancy 4 Whiskey Lima Delta, is that correct? Thanks for the correction. Kilo Delta 4 Whiskey Lima Delta. Danny, you checked in last week. Good to hear you in. I think you said you were in Stafford, so that explains why you're not super strong. But please tell us how you're doing. And what's new in the hobby for you? Over.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny, very good. Well, just looking at your QRZ page, and I see technician as of October and general as of November. So congratulations to you on upgrading. And it looks like you have a picture from one of my favorite movies, Contact. So good deal on that. Thank you for coming back to the net and joining us tonight. Hope to hear you on again here soon. Have a good week. Okay, that being it for check-ins. Thanks for everybody coming to the net tonight. This concludes the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net or of the FARA Amateur Radio Association or becoming a licensed amateur radio operator, please send an email to faranet@w4va.org. That's faranet@w4va.org. And you should receive a reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. And I will briefly go over to our 70-centimeter repeater for 42.250, the same PL, positive split. We'll do a quick roll call for anybody wishing to check out their UHF equipment tonight. This is K1RA returning this repeater to normal use. Good night.
Kilo, X-ray, 4, Oscar, disconnected.
KN4QXD, no comment.
QXD, everybody's moved over to 70 centimeters. You're on 2 meters now. Q1HTV.
Thanks, Rich. I hit the wrong button. Let me give it a shot.